welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right, never. And we are bringing you a family episode of Who Would You Do. We hope they're having a good time this Thanksgiving week.
Yes, the family episode of the show where we talk about having sex with people.
With our families.
With our families. I guess we have brought that up in waves in past episodes. Already on our family episode, we're discussing incest. Is that what you meant by family episode?
Yes.
That's right, folks. We're talking about our own families as though we weren't a member of them.
The answer is never Josh. Maybe the answer is Josh's brother. We never know. but no, we are bringing you a Thanksgiving Heroes episode.
Thanksgiving Spectacular. Thanksgiving Heroes.
That's right.
Talking about all our favorite Thanksgiving heroes.
That's right, from just precious parts of American history.
And our least favorite Thanksgiving heroes.
Well, we don't know yet. We'll have to find out in this hour.
We're going to rate. There's going to come a point in our show where we decide which of our Thanksgiving heroes we're sacrificing for the good of having sex with one and marrying another.
That's right. So I think we should, and now, of course, Thanksgiving, we're taking kind of a broad definition with this because, I mean, it's not like me and Josh fucking know about the pilgrims, all right? So we're just going to talk about...
You're talking about Mary and Mary the Pilgrim and Susan the Pilgrim?
Right, yeah. Betty the Pilgrim?
Catherine the Pilgrim?
All probably fucked up. So we're gonna do an American romance story, we all know it, of John Smith and Pocahontas.
I feel like a grossly inaccurate story in the ways we've been told about it.
You mean the Disney movie?
Well, of course, the Disney movie. The Disney movie didn't end with us just slaughtering all of the Indians and taking their land.
Well, not necessarily, but that was implied it was going to happen.
It was just like, ah, look, the Indians and Americans are friends.
Oh my God.
And they're going to live together in harmony forever.
They had the sequel where...
Like, would there be... If the Germans won World War II and shit, would there be like a Thanksgiving in like 100 years for the Germans, like where they came to Germany and the Jews cooked them food and then
what? Jews?
What Jews? What are Jews?
That, I mean, yeah, I mean, history,
that's like what Thanksgiving, if you're an Indian in America, it's just like this holiday where they celebrate wiping out, pretty much wiping out your people.
Well, yes. Yes. That's, well, no, they still have, the dinner is like when they had a nice dinner together.
Don't get me wrong. The quality of life of those few remaining Indians is probably greater now.
If the Germans had won, everything would be on time all the time. It would be great. The bus would never be late.
What are you saying? I think things would definitely not be great if the Germans won.
Not for the Edelmeister. Edelmeister would be having a rough time.
Edelmeister would be having no time. There would be no Who Would You Do podcast.
And that's true. And while I am 0% Jewish, I am not 100% white Germanic, so I'd also not be having a good time.
you'd be a mutt.
Yeah, that would not be accepted.
But they're looking for perfection. That was the whole thing. It was survival of the perfect. So you have an imperfection. You're gone.
Yeah, but they also didn't know very much about genetics. Like, it's just a well-known fact that a purebred dog is all fucked up.
Nobody really knew all that much about genetics back then. Just as time progressed and brilliant German scientists...
Who were Jewish
and being held, like, hostage, were inventing all this stuff and learning about it.
No, but that's actually, like, a super big reason why... the U.S. got such a technology boom because all of the Jews were hella smart and they moved out and then were like, fuck, I'll invent an atom bomb. I don't give a fuck.
As long as you're using it on the Germans.
Yeah, or anyone affiliated with them. Enough on our common World War II divergence. Let's go focus back to American history.
It's one of the running themes. It's like the Holocaust is like a guest star on our show.
Oh my God. Oh, I didn't tell you. I put it on Facebook, but so Germany is like where, like, chemistry started. It's, like, the birthplace of modern chemistry.
The birthplace of a lot of science.
Yeah, and music. And so, it's, like, this German guy came. He's visiting our lab for, like, 3 weeks. And I accidentally brought up the Holocaust in under 60 seconds of meeting him. It was terrible. Now
you brought up the Holocaust in, like, almost 60 seconds of our first show, Robin. I'm just reminding you of that. Like, that's how this all started.
Well, Holocaust has a lot of triggers. You just, you know, whatever. It's a relevant part of American history.
constantly ragging on me. Like, anytime I say something that could be construed as even remotely racist, yet you're, like, bringing up... Well, I'm bringing it up a lot, too, but only because you set that precedent in the very first episode.
Well, you know what it is that, like, I was raised in the Bay Area, California, which is, like, the most liberal place you could ever possibly be raised in. And, like, you're given all these intense morals of, like, never being, like, politically incorrect. So you're given, out of everything, out of every race, every, like, way that you could be different, like, every, like, physical, like, disability or difference you could have. You can't even say physical disability. Difference, then, like, you're not allowed anything, but you are allowed to just hate Nazis. So just everything. So I want to make a regular sexist or racist joke, and I just instead divert it into like Nazis somehow.
I thought when you were going through your whole spiel, I don't know about the other listeners out there, but I know I was expecting you to go the route that I thought that comment was going. Was about how, like, the Jews just seemed like the safest of all things to
No, it's just, like, you're, like, allowed to, like, really hate, like, Nazis. And, like, you're not allowed to hate anything. Everyone's fine. If someone's a murderer, it's because they were raised poor and they had a dad that beat them. If someone cuts you off and yells at you, it's because they weren't taught anger management. Like, you have to tiptoe around on eggshells about everything. And it just, like, just piles up.
That's why it all towards the Nazis.
And fat jokes. I'm trying to edit out my fat jokes right now, but I just, like, every time I want to make fun of someone in a wheelchair. Well, that's just in my family, because we are all very skinny. But no, you're not allowed.
You're all giants. I hate tall people. I'm allowed to hate tall people in my family.
Tall jokes aren't funny to me. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. Yeah, it sucks.
This is awesome being tall.
But, okay, so back to America, let's start with Pocahontas.
Back to Thanksgiving.
Let's get right up in some Pocahontas.
Right up in some Pocahontas.
Wah, 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 wah,
wah. What a wonderful pun there. I mean, like, the image depicted of Pocahontas.
Would you poke Pocahontas?
Would I poke a hot ass?
Would you poke a hot ass?
Would I poke a hot ass? Poke a hot ass.
Porn. Does that exist somewhere? What? Can we make a porn that's that? Does that exist somewhere? Poke a hot ass.
Oh, that's like as a porn movie.
Yeah.
Poke a hot ass. I'm John Smith.
That's
John Smith and Weston.
Okay, so yeah, what about, like, well, also there's many depictions of Pocahontas.
That's what I'm saying. There's many depictions of Pocahontas. If we're going by, like, Disney Pocahontas, mm-hmm. I mean, yes, minus her being a cartoon. But even if she was a cartoon, I'd totally fuck a cartoon.
Yeah, you'd be a cartoon also.
Who wouldn't fuck a cartoon? Yeah, and she's Disney princess.
Yeah, but I don't know, she was kind of sassy. She didn't like Cocoum.
Yeah, but all Disney princesses are sassy in that way where you love them.
Yeah, but she was pretty... I don't know. Do you think you could compete with... I mean, probably.
No, of course.
Actually, she hated the guy who was, like, the leader of the military, and she liked the guy who had jokes and who was an anti-Semite.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, these different pictures. There's one picture here where Pocahontas is, like, a fat chick. There's one where Pocahontas is dressed like a clown. I'm not even. Oh, she's a pilgrim. She's like she's gone into pilgrimdom.
Well,
oh,
she
man.
Did. She did that in real life. She went over to England.
Yeah. That's why people apparently just used to dress like clowns in England. Look at this. I wish I could show you this picture.
Audience.
Wish I could show the audience this picture, but I'm mostly just talking about you and the images for Pocahontas. But then there's, like, some sexy drawings, in particularly the Disney drawing. And then there's the chick who played Pocahontas in The New World.
Right. Yeah, what about her?
Yeah, she was hot.
Really? She seemed kind of tough looking to me.
Yeah, but she was, you know, and also, like, you know, I got to imagine I am a pilgrim.
Okay.
Which we've learned recently had only 4 surviving women.
So, yeah.
Being a pilgrim was pretty much like being in prison as far as the girl situation was concerned. So, of course, she was going to be gorgeous.
That's true.
Anyone with tits and an ass was going to be fucking smoking hot.
You wouldn't even be allowed to be a pilgrim. The pilgrims were straight up loving Jesus. You'd just be back in Venice trying to sell people gold or whatever. Well, they're like, oh,
money's
dirty.
I'd be the merchant of Venice walking around. It'd be like the...
You'd own the banks and shit. That'd be awesome. What kind of idiot religion is like, don't be in control of your banks?
And what kind of anti-Semitic stereotypical comments are these where the Jews run all the banks?
That's literally what it was in the era of pilgrims.
Really? Really?
Christianity viewed it as dirty to hold money. So they would give all of their money to the next best thing after a Christian, a Jew. You gotta give it to some person that's brown.
So, you know, where Christians came from.
Huh?
That's where Christians came from.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because Jesus was a Jew.
It's like their best friends after themselves.
They're best friends that they're going to wipe out one day.
Well, and some of them. But
every once in a while, we're going to try and exterminate you.
That's why the money thing was... And then all the Jews got together and they realized, holy shit, we're like so powerful. But then like it was all fucked up because like Jews couldn't own land and stuff. But they had all the cash. They had a lot of cash flow problems.
There were a lot of like rules back in those times that were causing lots of unnecessary problems.
Yeah.
Also, like, I feel like people back then didn't have much empathy. So, empathy was not something that really existed in those times.
And the value of human life was also pretty low.
That's what I mean by empathy. It's just, like, murdering people, at will.
Well, what if you're a Jew and you go bald so you can't grow your curly cues down by your ears? Do you love God less? Is that one of the yell at you?
So close-minded about
although I guess George Costanza could probably still grow those little...
Could still grow curly cues.
What are they called? Schmoidles?
You get mad at me if I ever make an even remotely racist joke. If I name someone like Latifah when I'm talking about a fictional black person, you're right up on there. You just like made up Smoyles.
What are they called?
Smoyles. I am blanking. I can't remember. I mean, I'm not obviously not an extremely religious Jew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just spent a weekend with my good friend Ian Goldlust, who's a real last name, extremely Jewish.
Just because you hang out with Jews doesn't mean you are allowed to make Jew jokes.
Just because I hang out with Jews does make me feel like I'm allowed to make those jokes.
Because people think you're a Jew.
Yeah, that too. I've got a lot of Jew-esque things about me.
You know you can't do it. You can't be Dr. Wally. You can't convert to Judaism for jokes.
Fine.
Just because you're a comedian doesn't mean you're a Jew.
Fine. I'm just trying to say you literally couldn't be a pilgrim, so I'm just trying to paint a world and what would be happening to you.
No one's having sex with the heathenish Jew.
Well, no one... Actually, lots of people are having sex with a house slave, which is what I'd fucking be. Like, yeah, I look white now, but when your dad is light-skinned black, you don't get to just be white back in the 80s. I'd be fucking folding everyone's clothes.
So you'd be a slave. You'd be a house slave.
Modify that.
And I'd be a Jew.
We'd
be barely surviving, both of us. We'd be eking by survival.
Well, you would have all the money. What are you talking about?
Either one of us could go at any moment.
Yeah, it would not be good.
Any day now, they can be like, we're getting rid of the slave and we're taking out the Jews.
Yeah, also, I'm still a woman, so even if I wasn't the Mayfly, I was still like a fucking tiny... They all died.
Did the Jews have slaves? Were we allowed to own slaves?
You mean like an American Jew before slave... Owner, you mean when...
Were there American Jews? I feel like the Jews didn't come, like, for a while.
It's gotta be, like, one, right? One or two?
Why are you going where there's no Jews if you're a Jew? What makes you think that's a good idea?
Yeah. Maybe they didn't come until later. Yeah, fuck. I guess we just, like, really... But you know who was, like, straight-up pilgrim town? Like some of the relatives on my mom's side are, like, pretty, like, Germanic, England, like, back for a long time. So they could theoretically be there. But yeah, I guess in a time where like it mattered if you were Jewish and like you were viewed as differently, you probably don't want to go to some country.
Is this podcast really just about how close-minded and uninformed we are about the world?
Well, I think we're getting pretty historically accurate. What do you mean?
Are we? I just wonder if someone's listening to us just like, these people really know nothing about their subjects.
No. I think it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. We're thinking about things that we don't talk about in our
classes. Just saying, like, yeah, we
it's
usually...
It's a little taboo to talk about.
Even though we could
but
say...
But not too taboo for our family episode of Who
Do
You
Do.
No,
very special family episode. Who Do You Do?
All right, kids, gather around the fireplace and put on your favorite podcast. Grandpa and Grandma are coming over to listen to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Whatever, it's special. Fitting. Like, it's the
Thanksgiving spectacular.
We've all been, like, white dude Christian until this recent election. We finally fucking crushed him. Both of us should consider that a victory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Totally. Fucking, like, what, Romney would have been a great pilgrim.
You know, as long as everything that they warned us about with Obama doesn't actually happen, everything's, you know, all good.
I think Paul Ryan is a pilgrim. Like, he just got transferred here.
Paul Ryan actually makes a strong case for those, like, lizard people conspiracy theorists.
What's that one?
You don't know about, like, the lizard people conspiracy?
I've heard it, but I, like, don't know what it is.
It's just that, like, aliens came to Earth, embodied humans, and have taken over our government.
And they're actually lizards?
And they're, like, lizard people. There's, like, some video, apparently, of, like, George Bush Sr., like, morphing for a minute on a news show. What? Like, lizard eye, like, licks real quick or something.
Oh, my God.
Run by lizard
people.
You know,
America deserves to collapse if that's what we're spending our time on, just making stupid-ass lizard theories.
What if they're true?
Okay, so would you bang Pocahontas?
Would I bang a lizard person?
Would you bang?
Would you bang a lizard person?
Well, they sound powerful.
They're very powerful.
Okay, so
you're right
sure.
up there at the top.
Sure,
but can you trust a lizard person you're banging? You're essentially banging like a Bond villain when you're banging a lizard.
Why?
A lizard person.
What is there? Is there a big Bond plan to like not give us healthcare?
Well, you're an evil lizard person. You're like a reptile. Reptiles don't care about humans.
But they're in our body.
Yeah, they're disguising themselves as us to control us.
How would you know you're a lizard person?
If you're getting in with a lizard person, you may be thinking, oh, I'm being all protected now because I'm marrying this lizard person. But you're marrying the bad guy who doesn't really give a fuck about you, just cares about himself, is super powerful. You're going to hate it and be miserable.
No,
you're
going
to be hoping for that person to come save you lizard world.
No, my question is, why the fuck are the lizards? What's wrong with the lizard world? Why are they here? What, they couldn't build a sweet-ass planet with a bunch of heat lamps? What's wrong with that?
Earth is, like, the best place to be, yo. Have you seen, like, the videos of what other places are like?
We haven't seen Lizard Planet. Lizard Planet can have a bunch of saunas.
How about they probably destroyed Lizard Planet the same way they're destroying Earth, and now they're in Earth, and they have to escape and go somewhere else?
I guess. Well, then, yeah, if I marry a lizard dude, maybe he'll take me with him. It's my best shot.
I guess so, but he might also, like, torture you and put you in, like, sexual servitude, and he's probably not marrying you.
Is he as hot as Paul Ryan?
Is Paul Ryan, like, really take another look at Paul Ryan? Is he really that hot?
I mean, I, like, hated
him.
He's
so swarmy.
Yeah.
He's like the swarmiest looking dude.
He has good angles.
He has good angles. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into Paul Ryan. Especially if he's a lizard person.
Especially.
But okay, back to Pocahontas, which have I answered really?
Well, you said
like
the
I definitely
Disney.
Fuck this like Disney Pocahontas chick. She's smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's like smoking hot.
Right.
This like photograph of Pocahontas that I'm looking at right here.
Yeah, because there's actually photos of the real Pocahontas.
Like, I don't know, I guess she's getting a little older. I guess like, I mean, for that time, from living then, that's
right.
Like, yeah, definitely. Especially
I mean,
if there's like only four women around, and like all the pilgrim women are like diseased and shit.
Right,
like they're all dying off of disease. I'm not trying to bang some like diseased chick.
Yeah,
right here, there's this healthy Indian that I can infect.
Who's only 15, probably.
He's only 15. So I mean, like, you know, but there weren't those things. People were getting married at 15. Being a petty.
No.
Petty
what is being a petty back in the day? You got to be what, 8? If she's double digits, it's just probably good to go, right? Like, to be like,
I feel like people were getting sold for, like, mules at 8 years old and shit.
Yeah, but that was made looked down upon. But, like, I feel like, you know, like, the barely legal was probably, like, single digits back then.
All right, so Pocahontas, yes. So Pocahontas, straight up, John Smith.
Okay. So, again, depicted many ways, usually as a smoking fucking hot
but
dude.
Rarely as a lizard person.
Really? He's the original lizard person. Because Disney, ooh, smoking hot. That is my favorite type of hair.
Is that
just,
like long blonde?
Like parted, not the blonde necessarily, but like Hugh Grant. I feel like they have the same hair. But, like parted down the middle with little flops on the side.
He's an adventurer.
And
you
also,
you like adventurers.
Yeah, and he's smart. He has a bunch of jokes. He is anti-Semitic, though.
Is he?
You know, he's, you know who he's voiced by in the Disney movie?
Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Well, perfect voice casting, though.
Right.
But
yeah, no, he has hella jokes in the Disney version. As opposed to Kokoum, bastard. I would not fuck... Well, actually, I'd probably fuck Kokoum. He was hot. I feel like you're not appreciating my Kokoum comments.
Which one's Kokoum?
Someone Pocahontas is supposed to marry.
Oh, the Indian dude?
Yeah, the guy with the two little, like red hands on his pecs.
Mm-hmm.
From Ink. Yeah, so I'd probably do Kokoum. Definitely do John Smith Disney. I would do John Smith from the New World movie. Who is
he? Colin Farrell.
Ooh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Find Colin Farrell very sexy.
He can discover all my unknown lands. Boom, 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 boom. No, 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 no. Joke. However, I must say that I'm also looking at a real illustration of the actual John Smith, and he looks like a fucking hipster. He has a huge-ass beard.
He's got one of those. He's got a hipster beard. He's wearing some weird neck
crazy-ass colored, like, neck shit and a little vest. He's holding his stupid little sword, and he looks high. He drew him with high eyes, which maybe we like each other then, if he's, like, just going to be a hipster and be kind of courageous. I mean, I guess it's pretty baller to, like, go to another place no one's ever been to, get the princess that lives there, and then take her back to England and show her around. That's kind of awesome. So, I mean, yeah, if he can do that with Pocahontas, then, like, I can only imagine.
Yeah, and, like, you're being a woman that time is going to be pretty miserable, like, right. Married to anyone else but, like, this fucking hero.
Yeah, that's right.
But unless you have to follow him around and shit, then you're going to get some disease and die, probably.
Yeah, and Pocahontas did die. I don't think she liked being in England. She got real sick. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, right? But also, it's like, was,
you know,
it really an early
it's
death?
It's just like... What?
But that's like, Pocahontas probably died at like 25, and that was like how long she expected to live, you know what I mean?
I guess, but no, but think about it, like, the Indians were all healthy. We brought disease here.
Just certain diseases. They had diseases.
I guess they probably did.
We just had, like,
a bunch more.
A bunch more that they weren't used to. That's like the huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's like why, you know, all the Mexican people can drink their water, but if we go there, it's because we were raised that water. That's what it is. It's just if you're used to it or not. It's just different things.
Interesting.
So, okay. So I think we'd both do Pocahontas, John Smith.
Okay. All right. So, what about Squanto?
Squanto. Yeah. A little more unknown than Pocahontas, but apparently what the fuck did Squanto do? He helped them somehow.
Yeah, he was like male Pocahontas.
He's like a traitor, though.
I like to just read to you. I found out about Squanto because Disney made a movie about Squanto,
oh,
also
really?
Like a live action movie.
Oh.
And you know, I was looking up Thanksgiving movies because we had to come up with more than just Pocahontas and John Smith for this. And I love the description of this movie on IMDb. Squanto, A Warrior's Tale, 1994. Historically inaccurate chronicle of Squanto's life prior to and including the arrival of the Mayflower in 1620.
So, in the description, it's also historically inaccurate.
I love the pitch. All right, here's our idea. We're going to make an historically inaccurate chronicle of Squanto's life prior to and including the arrival of the Mayflower in 1620.
I mean, they're probably living really baller lives. Why do you have to make it historically inaccurate? Can't you just loosely follow it? I feel like you have to do things actively against what happened.
Well, if it's a Disney movie, the historically accurate versions, like, they all get polio and die, and
that
the
thing
plague
is
runs through them, and they're slaughtered, and a bunch of women are raped, and...
I mean, I guess, just because I'm American, I have to love Squanto and Pocahontas, but on the side of history's judge, you should hate them because they're traitors.
They're like the Jews that, like voted for the Nazi party.
Right. They're like fucking Gizmo from Gremlins.
Look, I think they'll be good for the economy.
We have overpopulation anyway. They got somebody's... No, but it's like Gizmo from the Gremlins, right? Gizmo, everyone likes. He's cute, right? But he holds the key to his survival of his species, and he's, like, helping them all be murdered. Like, if you were being smashed by the humans and, like, being controlled genetically by them, wouldn't you, once you got out, try to kill them? The gremlins are just another race of people. Like, they're smart. They have tricks. So
would you do Gizmo?
Gizmo? I mean, it's pretty cute.
If you were a gremlin?
Well, am I the green gremlin? Or am I a little fluffy gremlin?
Are you the green gremlin?
Then I probably just murder Gizmo. right? If I was like another fluffy version. Yeah, but,
you know, it could be like a little bit like, you know, like me banging a hot blonde Nazi.
Is that what Gizmo's into, though? Is like lizard bitches? Or like an
Indian banging a pilgrim.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how hot he is.
Gizmo, by comparison? Exactly. Gizmo's like a hero.
No, he's a traitor. A yeah.
But if you're a Gizmo version...
Then I guess... No. I wouldn't do Gizmo.
You're going to be a traitor if all of your species is trying to kill you also.
I would...
Are they trying to kill him before he's being a traitor? Or
they're teasing him. They're being mean to him before.
He's like, all right, well, I'm going to wipe it. That's how it happened. So Gizmo's Hitler.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, no, you can not come to our art school. All right, then I'll show you who's not going to the art school. That's what Gizmo is. He's like, I'll show you who you're teasing.
So Squanto is looking pretty hot in these things, but you know, in general, I gotta say that like
the look at one of the paintings of Squanto. Yeah. Real, I can't tell if those paintings are racist or accurate.
Like I'm not into long hair, so I'm not into that. I'm really not into guys that want to like be taking me on hikes. So I feel like the general stereotype Indian, I'm not.
How about you
into.
Like going on hikes?
But if that's like all you're bringing to the table, it's like I live on a hike. You know, like I want to see your flat screen, and then on Sunday we can go on a hike.
I'm gonna go kill our food. I will be back.
Right. Like I don't know. I feel like they're all like the strong. This is a stereotype, but like the strong, dark, handsome type.
That's the most offensive family episode of Who Would You Do ever.
I just feel like we can be as offensive as we want to because anyone that would be easily offended. Would be offended by the concept of this podcast.
He's already not listening to us.
Right. Like, hopefully there's warning signs that are leading you
hopefully
away.
Hopefully people just aren't taking us seriously.
Right.
Except a little bit.
Although, okay, that's being said, I only have known, like, a few Native American guys in my actual life, and I found them very attractive. Like, they're pretty hot. Like, I never saw, like, a gross-looking one.
And Native American girls, you know, have a charm about them. They're usually very sweet.
Oh, you've met. I've only met like a few. I mean, we really murdered them all.
Yeah, we really. We did a good job with
like,
that.
Like, not us. As we already discussed.
The guy on our $20 bill.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The guy we celebrate on our $20 bill. That's just like if Hitler were on the $20 bill in Germany.
Yeah, I mean...
That's, like, what Andrew Jackson is. He, like, killed more Indians than Hitler killed Jews.
But it's not the same time. Like, Hitler was fucking 60 years ago.
That was more accepted.
Yeah, it was hundreds of years ago.
It's still just a horrible atrocity.
But that's all human history was horrible atrocities.
This, the more recent it is, the more we think they're monsters. But they're all monsters. I'm just saying, I feel like Andrew Jackson shouldn't really be on our $20 bill.
No, but are you really a monster if you're sexist 300 years ago? If you really think women are animals 300 years ago, it's you just know what you think. Like, are you homophobic? If you're, are you bad homophobic if it's 100 years ago and you're like, gays? No. Like, it's not your fault. You can't be expected to overcome the society you grew up in.
Okay, well, that's what the South is.
Now it's out of pocket, but this is like now you have something else.
But no,
to...
but there's also so much just like racist, like it's just racist upbringing that causes so much of this like rampant racism.
But if there's literally nothing besides,
it's just
racist
like it's crazy to just hate other people for being no different
now. Like... But that took us a few hundred years to even like conceptualize as a thing.
I guess so, but...
Just, and I still hate people that are, like, in trailer parks, right? Like, I don't want to... I still hate bums. Like, human beings are terrible people.
Yeah, I hate... Try not to hate people.
Yeah, okay.
I hate people who directly affect me. Right? I don't even hate them. I just like, don't like them.
We hate people that are in traffic jams with us.
That's who I hate.
Yeah, so like
that's the only time I wish death upon people. It's like someone cuts
death.
You off and you just smile if you saw their car explode. Their like car full of children explode on the highway. You'd like smile. That's what you get for cutting me off, motherfucker. But really, just a family die that didn't even really mean to cut you off.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
right, well, we need to all take a fucking chill pill.
I don't know. Humans are. I mean, they're terrible people. They're just based off of monkeys, and monkeys are the worst. So that's where we are. Okay, well, what about, like, Like, what about, like, a pilgrim lady? What about, like, a regs pilgrim lady?
Well, as we learned in our research.
Right.
There were apparently four surviving women. Five, and then one of them died of a broken heart.
Right. After the first winter, there are only five women that made it, and then one died in May of that year of a broken heart.
It's funny because, like, when we were reading about it, like, the guy that was in charge of the Mayflower was worried that the woman's weak bodies couldn't handle it. And you're like, oh, what a sexist pig. It just
feels
like,
one was saying, what a sexist pig.
What a sexist pig that didn't think women could handle it. And then they got there, and they all died, and he was right.
No, but then the article said that's because the men were allowed to go chop down forests and the women had to stay in a fucking diseased hut. And all the guys that got sick, all the women tended them, so then all the women got sick. That's why. yeah. Well, what about, like, okay.
So there's four women left, and I guess I'm one of these pilgrims in this. I'm a Jesus-loving pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
So, God, yeah, like, please, can I have any of them?
Yeah, you're trying, like, to marry one of,
like,
them.
Like, I don't even, I'll take the fat one. Like
there is no fat one. They're all real trim after the winter.
I feel like back then it was sexier to be a little fat.
Well, yeah, it was like, oh, she's gonna, I can fuck her for 6 months instead of
and
two
then,
after
and then
she
I,
dies.
And then I can eat her when I really need food.
Oh, my God.
Like,
are you into bonnets? Do you feel like that bonnet's pretty,
like,
sexy?
I mean, I'm just happy. I guess, like, if in that scenario, I'm just happy to have anything.
That's true. Yeah, it doesn't matter how gross they are. Yeah.
All right, so that's random pilgrim. All right, so we get into some more interesting ones, some more modern day.
Well, right, because we're doing, you know, Thanksgiving heroes.
Thanksgiving heroes. So I have a question for you, one of our modern day Thanksgiving heroes.
Right.
Matt Lauer.
Matt, of course.
From the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Of
probably
course.
The most important Thanksgiving Day
oh,
hero
definitely.
Of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd totally do Matt Lauer.
I'm looking at Matt Lauer.
Come on, Matt Lauer. He's a... Oh, you know, Matt Lauer, I'm kind of thinking of... you know who I constantly confuse? I just realized. Constantly confusing Matt Lauer and Brian Williams.
Oh. Well, that means nothing to me since I don't know who Brian Williams is.
He's like the good-looking Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer looks okay.
He's been losing some hair.
He's losing some hair. I looked him up and
If you would plug it up, if you would, like, plug up those hairs... He'd probably be, like, a much more desirable man.
I mean, he definitely has a pleasing face, right? You don't get to be on TV that much unless your face is at least non-offensive.
And he's got a lot of charisma, and he's got a really cool job, and...
Yeah. I feel like he's really busy. He's got to be so busy all the time.
Well, you know, you're not necessarily marrying Matt Lauer. You're, and he'd be great for your career.
Whoa, and I'm also seeing that he's apparently been with, who's the huge titty Baywatch girl? The famous
Pamela
one?
Anderson?
Yeah, he's on a picture of Pamela Anderson.
Well, that's just a picture. He's a
news
guy.
No, it says he's reportedly dating him.
Right now?
No. This is like a long time ago. You know, we should really cut out the section of our show where we just look at Google Images. It's distracting. Matt Lauer and wife split. Was he split after his wife of 12 years? She was cheating.
Matt Lauer was with Pam Anderson when she was, like, peak smoking hot.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
So, like you got to be more interested in Matt Lauer now you see that, right?
Well, now I just got to be like, there's no way he's interested in me because I'm just the opposite.
And look, have you seen these shirts of Matt Lauer with his shirt off?
Look, women are comprised into two categories, hair color and tit size, and me... And her, what's her name?
Pamela Anderson.
Anderson are the exact opposite.
But maybe Matt Lauer realized that's not for him, and he wants someone that's more on his intellectual level.
Yeah, maybe, probably not. Who goes in that direction?
Like, you have a TV show, I got a podcast.
I mean, yeah, he's okay, but I did not think he was boning Pamela Anderson. Shit,
he's fucking Matt Lauer. Are you kidding me?
Are you just on TV enough?
I mean, he's, like, a tall, like, in-shape dude who's on TV a whole fucking lot.
Yeah,
he's
real rich.
Real rich, real popular.
Yeah.
He fucking does Thanksgiving Day. He's a Thanksgiving Day hero.
He is a hero. He just, you know, has all the comments, making sure that everything's great.
He's got a lot of power. Like, a lot. He's got a lot of power and influence.
Does he?
Totally.
Just because he's been
people
around.
Get their news from Matt Lauer. When Matt Lauer tells people, like, some of their news comes, some people's news comes from Matt Lauer. What Matt Lauer says is information, fact, to lots of people.
Okay.
It's a powerful, powerful position to be in.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I'd probably be into him, but then, like,
If you saw a Thanksgiving Day float, and you're like, oh, that's a cool-looking float, Mallory's, oh, well, what a stupid Thanksgiving Day float. You're like, yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I guess he's just not in the same edginess zone of, like, if I was going to be into celebrity guys, it'd be into guys that were not doing... He's, like, the least interesting celebrity. Like, you're not creating content. You don't have a creative point of view.
He's a news guy.
Yeah, but that's like the. But he's not doing hard hitting news in like Afghanistan. He's not discovering stories.
He's like a comedian without a comedy.
That's terrible. That's the worst person in the world. That's
but he's not trying to tell jokes. He's just trying to tell. He's like someone that's interesting to listen to, talking about nonsense.
If we're gonna go news, people,
and he knows lots of celebrities, and like he's he knows like all your favorite people.
I guess I could go to some sweet parties. I mean, I'd say I'd like to...
some super sweet parties. He could hook you up.
I'd like to date him for a while, get the privileges, and then get out. I don't want to marry him. Okay, so now let's go to his female counterpart, the host of this year's Thanksgiving Parade, Meredith Vieira.
In my personal opinion, a big step down from Matt Lauer.
What?
I mean, like...
They're the equivalents of each other. It's just that one's old.
They're both old.
I know, but like one is like it's considered gross if you're with her, but it's considered fine if I'm with.
Well, it's not gross. I mean, she's still very. Well, yeah, it's getting gross. no, but she's still a very attractive woman. She certainly was. My grandpa. I just remember when I was younger, and like my grandpa when I was in Florida visiting, and he was watching. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, there's like, oh, that Meredith Vieira. My grandpa, like, he loves his Meredith Vieira. He just watches it for them. I know you're just watching it for Meredith Vieira.
Oh, my God.
Like, Meredith Vieira is, like, a super sexy woman to old people.
It's like Vanna White.
Who's at home watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's why they still watch it.
Yeah.
It's like Regis is like fucking Cary Grant to old women, and Meredith Vieira is like Sophia Loren to old men. Because they're like more their age, they're more like they're the younger.
They also remember.
Because Regis, because to an old man, Meredith Vieira is that younger woman. Right. That younger woman that he's going to be with.
Right.
You know, who's hosting the show. Who, like, seems like you can have a relationship with.
Right.
To old women, Regis is that super powerful, older Monopoly guy that they wish they were married to. And going to all his parties, hanging out with, you know, Lucille Ball before she died.
Right.
So
you would when she was younger, definitely.
I would when she was younger.
What about the connection? She was on the connection.
She'd be worth it for that. But like at this point, it would definitely be just banging her to use her.
That's how I feel with the other guy.
But I try not to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's what being like a prostitute is.
Then there's a lot of people that are prostitutes.
Totally. Totally. I'm trying to have some maintain a certain level. I've sacrificed a great deal of my integrity in my life, Robin. I'm trying to hold on to a little bit of it.
Okay. So maybe I feel the same way. That's why I wouldn't do Lauer.
Well, come on.
I'm like, I don't know. I am not... Ugh. That is one thing I'm glad I'm not into is old dudes.
I'm looking at Meredith Vieira and some of these pictures, she looks just like Hillary Clinton.
What?
Like, look... Again, just like... I can't turn it to you without risking destroying everything we've done.
Good.
But, there's just this one picture of her where she looks just like Hill Dog.
That's just because they're in the same age range and they're white.
A little more attractive than Hillary Clinton.
A lot more. A lot more.
She looks good with her makeup on. Again, Merit, like 10 years ago, like, I'd give her a definitely.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
All right, so it seems like it's just about time to bring the show to a close.
Okay.
I guess I'll give you your first one.
Okay.
So we're going to have Squanto.
Okay.
Matt Lauer.
Mm-hmm.
And John Smith, but he has early onset disease.
What disease?
Like something bad. But he's got like, let's say he's got 10 years left, but you're going to have to be taking care of him a lot.
You're really
that.
On this disease run recently.
Well, I'm just like, what can I do to lower the one that's your obvious choice?
Don't give him a disease.
Fine, don't give him a disease. He just, he's just a really, he's like abusive. He's like, He does, you know, he's like a great explorer and stuff, but he doesn't really care about you, and he doesn't think women deserve any rights. And...
So wait, so do I have to travel back in time to be a Squanto? Am I, or is he?
You
just
can have
today?
All. They're all today.
They're
you got
all
Matt
today.
Lauer today.
Is Squanto an alcoholic?
Squanto, no. Squanto is just who Squanto is.
So he's just some dude. He could be like a hipster for all we know. He was raised now.
No. You're back in those times. You're an Indian. Okay, with Squanto, you're an Indian woman.
Okay.
But you're not getting, like, slaughtered by the pilgrims.
Okay, we're going to be okay.
With John Smith, you're a pilgrim woman, but that means you're a pilgrim woman. You have to deal with, like, you know, you're traveling, you're risking shit by traveling with them to be his wife.
Right.
You're probably dealing with him having affairs with Pocahontas. You're like a pilgrim chick.
Okay.
And Matt Lauer today, but he's 7 years older.
Okay, so he's, old Matt Lauer, Squanto.
He's 10 years older. 10 years older. Squanto and you're an Indian, or Matt Lauer and you're or John Smith and you're a pilgrim.
I can't be Pocahontas, and then be with John Smith.
No.
Ugh. Okay, I would. I mean, I am just not going back to those times. Fuck. That. So I'm marrying anyone that's in the
But if you're back
day.
In those times, you don't know anything better.
Oh, I know. Somehow. I've made this decision because then I've been, like, magically...
And if you're with Squanto, you're with, like, the guy to be with.
John Smith is the guy to be with. Both of them are good.
Okay, yeah, okay, so...
But Matt Lauer is also pretty good, and I can meet celebrities, and I can stay the same. I have a good new
All right, so you're marrying Matt Lauer.
Definitely. And then I'm going to... I guess I would bone Squanto because then it's like, you know, another flavor. John Smith could have honestly just
looked. You were so attracted to John Smith, you're still getting this age John Smith.
You said he was abusive.
He's abusive. That's why you're not marrying him. You just bang him.
But if I'm already married to some other white guy, and it's only one chance to, like, you know, escape from that and have sex.
Okay, so you'd rather just have sex with Squanto. You on a pure physical having sex level, because all you're choosing is pure physical having sex, you'd rather have sex with Squanto than John Smith, because it's basically just a face-off between them now, just for who you have sex with and who you kill.
Well, like I said, I like hikes. I just don't like hikes to be the only thing you're offering. But if I'm only with you for, like, a day, then the hike is fine.
So you'd rather bang an Indian dude than that guy you described as, like, your perfect...
Yeah, because John Smith, like, where is he living? In some nasty-ass hut with, like, hardtack?
Yeah, where's Squanto living?
Like, in the beautiful fucking North American woods.
Oh, come on. You grandize it a little bit. You're sleeping in Indian huts in the woods.
Then I'm gonna, like, go there in June, so it's, like, amazing, and, like, jump into a lake, and it's all crystal clear, and then get out and have some corn.
You think it's way more perfect back then than it really
It'll
was.
It'll be perfect for, like, a day, which is all I'm gonna be there for.
It wasn't. All right.
So yeah. So yours.
All right, so you're. Okay. So interesting. I was actually gonna rag on you for just killing another Indian.
But instead,
you're saving all the Indians. But you get rid of John Smith, and there's no Pocahontas romance. And none of that bad shit goes down, and the Indians just kill all the white people hold on to their land.
Yeah.
And the Holocaust never happens as a result somehow.
Me banging Squanto is really what this world
You just
world
saved
did.
The world, Robin.
Good job, Robin.
If only Robin and Squanto banged instead of John Smith and Pocahontas. All right, hit me with it.
Okay, here it is. You got... Meredith Ferreira, now, she is younger. She is, like, we'll give her 30, but she is, like, living the pilgrim life. It's back in the time.
Okay.
So you're basically, one of the four women is Meredith.
So young Meredith
Ferreira. No, she's 30, so she's not young for back in the day. She could make it to 80, some people did. Or she could just die tomorrow because she's 30 and you're going over the Mayflower. So, but out of the five women, you get one of them and it's Meredith. Or you could, we'll give you, you pick up Pocahontas after she gets moved to England, she divorces John Smith and you get her. But she's only going to be alive for like 5 more years. And then you're like old school Jew in Europe. Or, current time, and whoever that pilgrim lady is, we're taking her straight from, like, the day she was washing the Mayflower, like, dishes. We're just bringing her here. And so she's all fucked up. She has a bunch of fucking diseases you might get. She's like, talk like this, Conda! And, like, and her teeth are, like, melting out of her face, but she's here.
So you are essentially leaving me with a horrible life. Like, just any choice I make leaves my life in complete...
You fucked me over with James Bond, so...
In complete, horrible shambles.
Okay. So Meredith's beautiful. She's there. She's 30. So she could die tomorrow. She's 30. She's gonna old. 30 is like 60 back then. Pocahontas, after she's divorced, she's gonna die in like 5 years. She's in England. You're an old school Jew. And bring that pilgrim bitch here, Rachel. What? This flung, this car, these horses with these carriages with no horses. What is it?
Alright, well, so if it's England Pocahontas,
right,
then she's like pretty high up there, like,
oh, yeah,
almost royalty, so that makes me, like, almost royalty.
Well, you'll get some money out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, the Queen of England met Pocahontas, but she's not going to meet Pocahontas again once she's married to you, not John Smith.
Whatever, you know, I'm in a good place, and she, it's like I get to be the trophy husband when Pocahontas,
yeah,
dies.
John Smith is
so,
trying,
yeah, so
trying to
I'm
murder
marry,
you.
I'm going to marry Pocahontas, okay. I'm going to bang Meredith Vieira, and I'm going to... I cannot do that. I just can't. Like, that is the most horrifying... That's like... That to me seems like being forced to raise, like, an invalid child.
It'd be so confusing to get moved to now.
She would just have so many issues that I just do not want to work out.
She'd be real subservient.
And it's like, I can't even just fuck her.
And
then,
you
like,
stay
I have
here.
To be married to some. Because, like, the only.
You're getting rid of the only situation
the
that allows you to have electricity.
But the only. It's the only situation in which I am living in the present is horrible. Like, I might as well not know the present ever existed and just be royalty back then.
Well, be
not
like
royalty,
merchant
be,
class.
Yeah, fine.
All right, I accept that. I still feel like you're going to have to say goodbye to football, though.
I don't even know what football is. We can invent football.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed a very special episode.
Our family Thanksgiving episode.
Eat a lot of pie.
Thanks for tuning in. Share it with all your friends.
That's right.
Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, suggest other episodes
just
ideas.
Just like us in general.
Please.
Love us.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.